Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to New York City, one of the most consequential DA elections in the country is going to go on in June. Why do I say that? Because the Manhattan DA is going to prosecute Donald Trump. Cyrus Vance, the well-known Manhattan DA, has set up this prosecution. He's very experienced. He's hired the best forensic accountants in New York to review Donald Trump's tax returns and financial documents, which Cyrus Vance got. After a lot of litigation, the Supreme Court signed off on it. And there is a lot of evidence from the anecdotal evidence coming out of criminal irregularities in those documents. Cyrus Vance, his father, Cyrus, was also named Cyrus Vance, was a diplomat in the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. It's a very well-known name. But Cyrus Vance in New York is not seen as woke. Cyrus Vance in New York is not seen as sufficiently woke. So he was therefore attacked by everybody. And he finally said, the hell with this, I'm not running for re-election. They elect their DA out there in a partisan way. You have a Republican and a Democratic candidate, unlike Milwaukee and Wisconsin, where you have, it's nonpartisan. So out there, the Democratic Party primary is in June, general election in November. The DA takes office right after that. Cyrus Vance suddenly said, the heck with this. You say, I'm not woke enough. You know, okay, the heck with you. That means Cyrus Vance will be DA until November, and that's it. The eight people running to replace him are a dog's breakfast. Three of them have had no prosecutor experience. Two of the three, Tahani Ibushi and Eliza Orlin, have promised to defund the DA's office, cut its budget 50% or more to, quote, limit its power, end quote. Let me tell you something. If either of them get in, which they won't, if you're in Manhattan in a hotel, you won't be able to walk to a restaurant without being jumped. More importantly, they're not going to know what to do with the Trump prosecution. He's going to have the best lawyers in New York. And they will be kicked around and thrown around, and Trump will get off. So the three that have no prosecutor experience shouldn't get in, and I would think they won't. But of the other five, they've all distanced themselves from Vance. They say Vance is not woke. It's important to be woke. And that includes two of the five who worked in his office. Now, why is this important? You know, Cyrus Vance, I mean, I'm not going to shed too many tears for him. He's a well-known name out there. But you're going to get one of these clowns that comes in next November. And they are woke. They're also, many of them, incompetent. At some point, when you're lying in a hospital bed and the surgeon's standing over you with a knife, I do not want a woke surgeon. I want the surgeon who is first in his class in medical school is what I want. Okay? Let's be very, very blunt. So here's what they're going to have to do. Cy Vance can get a lot done between now and November, but you don't just go in and indict Donald Trump. You've got to build a careful, methodical case. They're doing it right now, but they just got the financial documents recently. It's already March. I am hoping that they at least get the case together enough to charge him before Vance leaves. And you may say, well, come on, that's what? Between now and November is 8 months? In a complex white-collar crime case, that's not a lot of time. If they don't have him charged by then, one of these clowns of the other eight who wins, and because they'll beat the Republican, they will have to charge him. If they're smart, they will use the staff that he's using. If they think the staff he's using is not woke and they want people who are revolutionaries, they're going to put in a bunch of hacks and Trump may wiggle free. But let's say they keep the team and they charge him. Then there's what's called a preliminary hearing. Testing probable cause. In a white-collar crime case, that's a very complex and big deal. How many of these hacks know what to do? they had better stay with the people that Vance put together and with the forensic accountants. And they should not stick their noses into the courtroom, get up on their hind legs and say, I am woke and I'm the DA and I'm going to try this case. I don't want that. If they're going to be nothing but political DAs, they should go off and march in parades, bask in the adulation of the roars of the rabble. Okay, that's what they should do. Not that they're going to pay any attention to this. So there's a trial, and then there'll be appeals. One of the things that's most difficult in these kinds of cases when you're running against a killer like Trump, Putin's servant, betrayed the country, injected violence, he'll threaten violence against the DA. If the DA does not know what to do about that, which is revoke his bond, put him in jail, but his threat of violence will be oblique. He'll say maybe the Second Amendment people should take care of the DA and say, oh, I just was saying they should vote. At long last, somebody has got to get in there who's tougher than Trump. And Cy Vance says, put him in jail. Keep his mouth shut. You go to the judge and you say, I want an order to keep Trump's mouth shut. You don't want a woke DA who says, we recognize Trump has First Amendment rights. Criminal defendant does not have First Amendment rights to threaten the murder of the DA or the judge. Trump has gotten very close, not more than close, to that with Hillary Clinton before, and urging the insurrectionists to go up and they killed the cop. You see what I mean? This is like an organized crime prosecution, except somebody who's better known and tougher. And these eight hacks who are running against Vance to put a woke DA in there are not Vance. That's the problem. There may be some good ones. I don't know them all. Of the five who have prosecutor experience, they may be lying in the weeds, not sticking up for Cy Vance for political reasons. But everybody out there basically is in a victim culture, an identity politics culture. And it may be that somebody who fits in that culture somehow has a lot of ability. I'm hoping so, but I'm not counting on it. So keep your eyes open. Look for the prosecution of Trump. Yes, there are other venues he could be prosecuted. The DA and the U.S. attorney separately in Atlanta are looking at it over the Reffensberger extortion call. And the U.S. attorney in D.C. is looking at it over the insurrection. But those, I think they're good cases, but they are not as strong as the financial case against Trump in Manhattan, because that one is basically impervious to political attack. They'll say, oh, you're just going after Trump. No, I'm not. Anybody who commits a multi-hundred-million-dollar fraud or a multi-million-dollar fraud gets prosecuted, period, end of story. But politics has reared its ugly head in that DA's race, and it's a shame that it did. Vance should have been in one more term to polish this off, and we're going to have to stay tuned. We're going to have to stay tuned. I am very wary. Going from New York to Sacramento, California. Sacramento, California. The Sacramento Republican Assembly, which is basically the Republicans in Sacramento, just posed with an insurrectionist, a January 6th insurrectionist, who stormed the Capitol and gave him a trophy. And they grinned. You should Google it. It's a very horrible sight. They grinned. This insurrectionist had been the president of their unit, and he'd also had been the corresponding secretary for the California Republican Assembly. This is an improbable name. Jorge Riley is his name, Jorge Riley. And Riley was 11 years on the board of the Sacramento Republican Assembly, with 6 years as its president. So he thought it'd be a good idea to go out to Washington and storm the Capitol. And somebody in the insurrectionists murdered a cop, gouged the cop's eyes out, stabbed another with a pole, and brain damaged two others, trampled an insurrectionist to death, drew fire from law enforcement, killing an insurrectionist. And the Sacramento Republican Assembly gave him a trophy and posed with a picture. That cult, that Trump cult of the Republican Party, has committed treason. Pure and simple. Be very similar back in 1861, if some group had posed with the gunners who shelled Fort Sumter in South Carolina and started the Civil War. What do they think they're doing? Do they care about the United States? Do they care about law enforcement? Murdering law enforcement? Committing mayhem on law enforcement? But that is what the GOP, Sacramento Assembly, did, and they gave him a trophy, and they posed for a picture, and you can see it, absolutely see it. Go Google it, see what you can find. Jorge Riley, the Patriot. Actually, I hope Jorge Riley is arrested, because even going in there, even if he didn't personally do any of the violence, is a criminal trespass. It's a criminal trespass. It's a secure area. He wasn't invited. The Congress was there to receive the certifications. They've already arrested about 300 people, 350. I assume Jorge Riley, is not the brightest bulb on the tree. When you accept a trophy and these clowns get around and grin, attaboy, attaboy, Jorge Riley, attaboy, my man, you are my man. Why are you my man? Because you invaded the Capitol, committed a criminal trespass, and you're party to a burglary, and you're party to a murder, felony murder. Hope they go after Jorge Riley. And frankly, I mean, they can't go after the Sacramento Assembly, but does anybody in California have an ounce of common sense? I mean, if you're a Republican, for Pete's sake. But no, that's what they did. You know, when you have a branch of one of the major parties, even though it's the cult minority, it's still a very substantial one. Not everybody who voted for Trump is part of a cult, but a lot of them were. Tens of millions were. That is very dangerous for the country. Obviously, there's something feeding it. There are issues feeding it. But more importantly, if it persists, even after Trump, this is not going to go away. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.